Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to Terry's and Robin's Power Hour. And Robin, how you doing tonight, darling?
I'm doing very well.
My lady,
hey,
my love. Hey. All right.
Hey. Hi.
Hi, Doug.
How are you?
Yeah, I think I was talking over you. I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
You know, just outside doing a little internal smudging and looked up at the moon, and
it's beautiful, isn't it?
So huge in the sky, beautiful, beautiful night here, and just proud to be alive and happy. So
good. Yeah, I think I agree.
It's all good. And so tonight is our first on-air ritual after changing times to the earlier time slot. And so we're going to start doing things a little bit differently tonight. Because of a couple of our rituals are over on the West Coast, we're starting off all of our ritual shows now with a conversation about what we're celebrating. In this case, we're celebrating the Sabbat of Ostara and the spring equinox. That happened a couple of days ago, and yesterday was the first full day of spring, and today it had all of the promise of spring here in eastern PA. So, you know, kind of exciting to start to feel that change, to feel even starting to see grass grow a little bit, you know, instead of that, you know, dead, beat down, you know, brown stuff after all the snows and the cold and the freezing and the rain and the freezing. And it's just been it's not been a brutal winter in the, snowing sense of it here, but it has been, you know, kind of cold.
Mm.
And, you know, seeing trees starting to come back into leaf and bud, it's just a wonderful time of year to welcome back that new growth. So,
agreed. I love this time.
What are your,
see all the buds coming up on the trees.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts about Ostara and the Sabbath and this time of year we're celebrating?
Well, you know, for me, this holiday is always about the renewal and the reminder of childhood, the joy that we feel at the coming again of the green and the spring, and, you know, not being cooped up anymore and being able to run and be outside and get your hands dirty in the dirt, and just that sort of that joy of being, you know, youthful again, and starting anew. I just also look to this, you know, holiday, obviously, for balance. And I usually use it as a reminder to myself to balance, you know, my adulting, as people are fond of saying, with remembering that, you know, there is joy and happiness and childlike wonder still in the world, even at 54 years old or however old I am now.
Yes, ma'am.
53. My daughter just tapped me on the shoulder and said, "You're 53, Mom."
You know, she's keeping count, huh?
Yes, apparently.
Ah. Well, I just know that you're beautiful to me, and I don't really count numbers anyway. So.
Aw, you are so sweet. Cherry just turned 55 while we're talking about
it. Yeah, well, as long as we're talking about numbers, yeah, yesterday was a double nickel, so.
Yes, yeah. But you're still beautiful too, honey.
Oh, baby. So, yeah, so it is an interesting time of balance, and you know, we seek that balance. And we, you know, we look for, you know, we look for the life. You know, we're coming out of a dark time, and that dark period, and we're halfway through our spiraling out, and expressing ourselves into the world. And there's still that balance of light and dark, that balance of, like you were talking about, you know, adult life versus childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Any number of opposites that we need to seek balance. You and I are always teaching about the balance between masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And balancing that in our lives, within ourselves, within our families, within our ritual groups.
Mm-hmm.
Within our ritual and our practice itself. You know, that's why we're always so conscious to recognize the god and the goddess at this
mm-hmm.
time, or during all of our rituals. But I think it's particularly important at these moments of balance, at the two equinoxes, when we're reminded.
Yeah.
The equal day and night, we're reminded of balance.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's I think, really the key to what you and I both feel about this time of the year and this Sabbath. What are your other thoughts that you'd like to share?
Well, one of the things about this time of year, you know, you said we're coming out of the dark time. The winter is a time of introspection and self-evaluation, a time to look at ourselves, make changes, get rid of some of the old things maybe that we don't think we're so good at or things we don't like about ourselves. It's a time to make internal changes and to process things that we've been through in the past year. And how are we going to go into the next year better than we were in the previous year? So you always want to balance. You always want to balance. You know, during that time of year, you're always going to be, you know, looking at yourself. Now, coming out of that and into the spring, it becomes a more external time where you are looking at what's going on around you, and you are reacting to the new weather and being back and being more social again with other people, just because the weather allows it. Well, as long as you're in the northern hemisphere, anyway. And you know, for us, that's a big thing. I mean, we live here in north central Pennsylvania in the mountains. And it is cold in the winters. And you get home from work, and believe me, unless you have to, you don't want to go back out. There's no just popping over to a friend's house to hang out for a little while, whereas you're definitely more prone to do that in the summers. The summers here are just glorious. It never gets
stunning.
Hot. Yeah. But at this time of year, you know, when we're going back out into the public and seeing people and socializing and you're outside more, and again, it's that time of year where you're trying to balance the external life with the internal life, because you spend a lot of the winter looking at your internal processes and your internal life and everything that goes on, your intuitive, you know, processes and thoughts. And now it's time to find a way to drag all that stuff along with you out of the winter and into the spring, and how do we apply it? And we always have to keep an eye towards staying in balance and not get overly influenced by some of the things that we thought about over the winter. We need to apply them, all things in moderation, my grandmother always said, and that is certainly valid and indicative of this time of year. Don't let yourself get too one way or too the other way. Just a little bit of everything. All things in moderation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as we walk the spiral path, you know, you're right. We've walked it in, you know, inward toward Yule, and now we've started back out from Yule.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, here we are at that expressive time.
Mm-hmm.
Where we, you know, we're halfway out into the expressive time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really time to take what we've learned during that period of introspection and express it into the world.
Yeah.
Right now, I was halfway expecting that we would get to the bottom of the hour and take a song break before all of our ritualists arrived. But one more blessing. We have everybody together now.
Oh, cool.
So rather than taking the song break and going into the ritual, I think we will just start the ritual at this point, and we'll take the song break after, as is our usual custom.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk about it. So let's go ahead and welcome Niv and Vega and Shira into the room tonight. How you doing?
Hello.
Guys? Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
All right. Well, if we are all here together, I think we ought to just go ahead and get this ritual started.
Sounds
so
good. Yep.
So if everybody
already
just take a deep breath and let it out. One more deep cleansing breath in. And let's let it out. And we would like to say a few words about the ritual before we begin. In the past, we've been doing things a little bit differently, but want to specifically mention tonight that all of the rituals that we do here use kind of a universal directional alignment based on Celtic traditions. So we know that other traditions may have different associations. We know that, for example, people in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, South America, may apply north to fire and actually cast the circle in the other direction, which is sunwise for them. We recognize that there are going to be some differences, and these are worldwide broadcasts. So those of you that are in different parts of the world or have different traditions, feel free to call your elements to yourself along, you know, by your own way, or you can just follow along with us and use this as a learning exercise. It's totally up to you. We're not saying that we are right. We're just saying that this is what we're doing here in the Northern Hemisphere and using a kind of a universal alignment and association based on Celtic traditions. So with that said, my lady, take it away.
For those of you who have been listening to our rituals, you'll know that over the last year or so, at the beginning of the rituals, we usually focused on opening and aligning our chakras, which is a very important step to being prepared to perform ritual, as well as other magical acts. And just to balance and align your chakras regularly is a good practice. It just keeps you feeling well. Now, as we move into a new cycle, we're going to move into another very important component of ritual. Being open to and familiar with our elemental beings. If you have any questions about what the difference is between an elemental being and the element itself, go into our archives and listen to a show that I did with Jackie Sutton on the elemental beings just a few weeks ago. I think it may have been my last spiritual wellness, physical health.
It would have been the 8th of March.
The 8th of March. Go listen to that show because she really goes in depth and talks and explains it wonderfully. But to summarize that, we will meet each elemental being prior to requesting their presence, protection, and assistance with our rite this evening. All archetypes, all the gods and goddesses, everything stems in its origins from the elements. So every elemental corresponds to every god or goddess and all the archetypes. So it is imperative that we first come to know them and are comfortable with them in our everyday living. So you may notice that the ritual format has evolved slightly to accommodate this movement towards a deeper connection and a greater understanding of the elements. In this way, we are teaching and in so doing honoring the gods by the sharing of our experience and knowledge granted to us by them. So, take a deep cleansing breath, ground yourself, and prepare to meet the elemental beings.
Now become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together tonight in spirit to celebrate the turning of the wheel at Ostara. The light has returned, the day and the night are equal, and spring has sprung. Focus and become aware of the opening of your chakras. Envision pulling that light of the universe into your top of your head through your crown chakra. And now we're going to focus on each of our chakras one by one, as we have done together so many times in the past. Feel the light glowing and growing within you. Feel the light coming into your crown. Feel the opening of your third eye chakra as the light continues to fill your head down to the throat. Feel your throat chakra open. Feel the light filling you, passing to your heart. Open your heart. Feel the light pass through your heart chakra down to your solar plexus chakra. Open that chakra and feel the light as it moves down and fills you to your second chakra. Open that chakra also and your entire body is filled, your head and torso down to your root chakra. Feel the pressure building and then open the root chakra. And as it opens, the light fills your legs, down into your feet and toes, out your arms, out into your hands. Feel the light as it fills your entire body. Feel it expand down your arms. Hold your palms out in front of you, palms outward. Feel and see the light of the universe as it begins to stream from your palm chakras out into the universe, connecting with all the others, all of those that have joined us tonight, and all of those that will join us in the archives, because time is but an illusion and we are all here now. See and feel that light as it connects with all of the others around this circle across the globe, all of those listening to my voice. And be aware that as we create this web of light, all of the colors of the rainbow filled in this white light, it surrounds and protects this space and this time. It is a time between the realm, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe, together, here, tonight, to honor our gods. I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
And tonight, you are comfortably worn. Your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware of your body of light as you look outward and see the four elementals waiting at the edge of your vision.
Okay.
Now we will bring them close. Turn to the east and take a deep breath. Exhale. Feel your orientation on the planet. Raise your arms high, stretch out your palms, extending the light of your body toward the east. Call to the wind. Feel the wind blowing on your face and body. Look deeply at the wind. See the face of the wind and feel its physical presence. Extend the light of your body toward the wind and feel it. Energetically invite you. Invite it to know you. Become one with the wind, entwined in its currents. Rise up and see the world as wind sees it. Soar and twirl, spin, dip, and dive. Be the hurricane, bending the trees and clearing forests. Be the gentle breeze playing across the water's surface. Feel the gentle playfulness of wind and feel its fierce, terrifying power. Feel its ability to destroy, to send missiles flying free to wreak havoc. And yet feel it as a gentle caress. Feel the soft breezes on your cheek and in your hair. Feel light as a feather carried in the breeze. Feel yourself as the birds soaring up, soaring on the warm updrafts. Fly free of your body. You are the wind, tumbling free with no direction. The element of air rises to guide and support you. The elemental gives you a kiss of a breeze on your cheek to communicate the promises of friendship found. And now we will call the East.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Ostara. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art, and surge forward on the path to new learning and the potential of spring. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Wow. You are still that being of light, standing in your sacred space out of time. The elemental being of air is present and standing now in the east. Turn toward the south and immediately feel the heat on your face. Raise your arms and stretch out your palms, extending the light of your body toward the heat. Take a deep breath and exhale. Call fire to you with its passion and fierce creative energies. See the fire. Look deep. Look within its flames and see the face of the fire elemental peering out at you from the flames. Reach out and see the light of the fire on your hand and feel its heat. Embrace the warmth. Take it into yourself and merge its heat into your body. Feel it in your loins, in your heart, and on your skin. Feel your energies transform into fire. Fully merge your energies with it. Experience the chaotic dance of the flames. Look for something to fuel your flames, something to burn and create change within and without. Be the force of nature that fire is, relentless, searching for fuel and seeking new ground to expand onto. You are the flame, the destroyer and the bringer of new life. See the elemental being of fire standing before you. He extends himself towards you and gives you a flame to keep in your heart as a gift of love and a beginning of understanding between you. And now call the South.
Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Ostara. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm. They renew us and fuel our passions, igniting the spring with our desires and encourages us to new interactions and adventures. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Turn to the west and take a deep breath and exhale. Raise your arms now and stretch out your palms, extending the light of your body toward the west, and call to water. Feel the moisture that is in your body. Now the moisture on your skin, your face and body. Your eyes feel as moist as pools to your soul. Look into the deep blue pool of water. Plunge into the waters. Swim beneath the sea and open your eyes. Your entire body is transparent and every cell inundated by water. As you become water, flow and ebb. Be a crushing wave. There'll be a wave caressing the shore. feel yourself evaporate upward into steam and become a cloud in the sky, gathering moisture, becoming heavy, and raining down as you plunge back into the ocean, the never-ending cycle of transformation and cleansing. You are water, free-flowing and strong. Nothing can impede your progress. The elemental being of water comes to you and gives you shape and reforms you into your body. Your mouth full of water, you swallow and accept this life-giving gift as a gesture of kinship. And now we will call the West.
Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Astara. Share with us your gifts, the waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion and intuition to look forward with anticipation of things to come. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome. Turn to the north and take a deep breath and exhale. Raise your arms high. Stretch out your palms, extending the light of your body toward the north. Call to the earth. Feel the earth, solid beneath you. Reaching down, take a handful of earth and examine it. Rocks, sand, crushed shells, roots, and all the life in the soil, worms, insects, bacteria. They are all our brothers who share this planet. This earth feeds us all, the ultimate mother, nurturing all who tread upon her soil. Look into her face and see your own face in her smile and feel the cool embrace of earth, both calming yet invigorating with the energy of new growth. Submerge, going deep into the darkness of her caves, as an infant re-entering the womb. In the dark, listen to the sounds of the mother and hear the heartbeat of the earth, of all life surrounding you. You are huge and formless. Feel the elemental being of earth rise and shape you back into your form, made of the clay of the earth. She places in your hand a rock to carry with you as a reminder that the mother carries you everywhere you go. And now we will call the north.
Spirits of the north, O creatures of earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Astara. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing energies, and the abundance of a fruitful garden in both the physical and spiritual realms. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
Hail and welcome.
You may wonder why humans have honored the elements in ritual since the beginning. It is simple. None of us can exist without each of these foundations of life: air to breathe, fire to warm us, water to drink, and earth to feed us. We are made of these. We are dependent upon them for our very lives. Embrace them, honor them, and they will befriend you and guide you well on your path.
Beloved ancestors, those who have gone before, we ask your guidance and aid this night and at all times. Join us as we welcome back regrowth and renewal of the earth and the awakening of the animals. As we look forward to warmer nights and longer days, once again, join with us as we celebrate the love of family and the gifts and traditions you have forged for us. O beloved ones, with love and respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O goddess, we call upon you tonight in your form as maiden. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us as we honor the awakening of spring. You are maiden, awakening to the newly fertile earth, being roused by the change and filled with curiosity and desire. You, by your mere presence, reignite the beauty of nature. Embolden us to embrace the coming changes. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Join us, goddess, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. O God, we call on you tonight in your form as the young man, the hero, boldly going forth, the savior, the adventurer. We bid you join us in this place and time as you walk through the world, connecting with the forests and the animals, awakening your curiosity and desires. Join us as we honor the awakening of the earth and return to seeing the world fresh and new. You are the young hero, reawakened with curiosity and unending energy. Grant us the faith and courage to go forth down paths not traveled before. Embolden us to embrace the new ideas and change that has come over the last season. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to make plans, and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, God, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Tonight we celebrate Ostara.
And at Ostara, we embrace the greening of the earth. We embrace the joy of our lives and celebrate it with our families and friends, knowing the seeds we plant will bloom beautifully with the fullness of spring. So, smile warmly and often, even at people we don't know. Practice random acts of kindness and spread love into the world wherever you go. Ostara is a time for childlike joy and care and carefree frolicking in the fields. A time to turn the earth and plant your new garden in anticipation of the coming harvest. Time to let go of what once was, a time to look forward to what will be. Now is the time to lay stone foundations for new bridges, bridges to new paths forward, to take what has been learned, what has made you a better, stronger person, and shed new light on the path and follow it forward, a time to allow the God and Goddess to guide you on your own rebirth of a stronger, better you yet to come. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be. Tonight we will participate in a guided meditation. We'll experience the joy and beauty of the Holy Ones. We will seek to bring balance and the new energies of spring into our lives. We will seek them out to help us reignite the dormant fires of desire and curiosity. As we watch the earth spring back to life around us, as always, we will experience the presence of the Holy Ones and feel filled with their divine light.
Breathe in. Breathe in deeply and then let it out. Breathe in again. And let it out. Now find a comfortable position. Sit quietly and close your eyes. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Feel your blood pulsing. Feel your breath in and out. And as you listen, you'll begin to feel as if you are floating. Float and relax. Enjoy this feeling for just a moment. Now become aware of a circle of benches. A compass is in the center. 8 paths disappear into the trees surrounding this clearing. Tonight we will take the eastern path. As you walk, feel the crispness of the air and feel that slight warmth that comes with spring. Look around. See the budding of the trees. Smell the freshness in the air. Feel the grass beneath your feet. Feel that sense of awakening. It's like the earth around you is yawning and stretching. Follow the path and you see a bridge crossing a creek. Step up onto the stone bridge. Look down into the creek. See the goddess as her stream rumbles down the hill, splashes against the rocks. Feel the spray on your face. And now on the rail of the bridge, see all of the burdens that you carry, all of the things that hold you back, every doubt, every fear, every resentment, every anger or frustration, all of the burdens, all of the weights, all of the things that are holding you down, see them on the rail. You can see them as packages, see them as rocks. Whatever it is that symbolizes burden, whatever it symbolizes weight that is holding you back, see them all, one by one, materialize. You may even notice that there are more bundles or rocks there than you even realized you were carrying. But the goddess knows. And when you're sure that all of your burdens are there on the rail of the bridge, push them in. See them splash into the creek. See them surrounded by the water of the goddess. Know that she will take care of them for now. Some of them you may get back later when you are ready. Because sometimes we have to experience some burdens. Now that you are free, continue across the bridge and enter the forest. Again, feel the awakening. Feel the presence of the divine. And know that you enter the realms of the Holy Ones, free. and open. And as the path curves slightly to the left, you see the shadows and the sun play on the ground, and you're reminded of that balance between light and dark. And as you turn, the trees open, and you see a field beginning to grow with green grass. In the distance, you see a pair of children playing on a seesaw, and you realize that this is the god and the goddess. Have no preconceived notions of how they will look. Approach them. Watch them as they play and laugh. They turn now and see you. They get off of the seesaw and they come and sit on the ground and invite you to sit with them. Speak with them. Talk with them about balance. About balance in life, about adult life and balancing childlike wonder. Talk about the light and the dark, male and female, balancing all that is life and nature. And then listen to their message. It may come in words. It may come in images. It may come as a simple knowing. However the message comes, listen. You may understand the meaning of the message fully now. Or it may be something that you need to meditate upon. Whatever it is, know that it applies to you. And now the young man, the god, reaches into his pocket and pulls out a gift. He hands it to you. Look at this gift. You may understand it now. You may have to meditate on this as well. But know that it applies to the message in some way. And it's meaningful in your life as you go forward this night. Sit quietly and enjoy the presence of the god and goddess. We may have more to say. Or you may just sit and giggle together. They stand. They take your hand and lift you up from the ground. And together they hug you around the waist. And you feel that love and joy. You experience unconditional, total love and acceptance. Remember that and cherish it. And as you return along the path back into the trees, keep that love in your heart. Knowing that you can bring it into the real world with you and express it. Cross back through the forest, back across the bridge, walk back to the circle of benches. And sit on the benches and contemplate the message. Contemplate the gift. Contemplate all that you have experienced time now to return to our bodies. We close our eyes. Float again. See our body as it lays beneath us. On the count of three, we will be returned to our bodies in this moment, in this time. One, we feel our body, we start to put it on, wriggling into it like a suit of clothes. Feel its weight. Feel yourself grounding again. Two, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, move your shoulders and feel your body around you. Feel the room beneath you, wherever you sit or recline. Feel the room as it surrounds you. And three, you are fully returned, fully awake in your body. In this moment,
ancestors and gathered beings of light, God, Goddess, we have been blessed with your wisdom and guidance, messages, gifts granted, and bridges built to new places in our hearts and minds. We are grateful for all these and more. Please, we ask that you continue to guide us towards seeking our personal truths and look upon us with kind eyes. May we always see and feel your light in our lives and hear your song in our hearts. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
God, hero, bold adventurer that you are, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as we celebrate balance and rebirth. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to listen, for we know that you are ever with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Hail and farewell. Goddess, young maiden, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as we celebrate balance and rebirth. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
And farewell.
Farewell.
Beloved ones, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in this celebration of rebirth and balance. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us. Help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
And farewell.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
The circle is open, but unbroken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be. All right. Well, let's go ahead and listen to a brief song and a commercial, and then we will come back and talk about the ritual. Thank everybody for being with us tonight. We ask our guests to hang around and listen to the conversation after. We're going to play a song by Dov the Bard called Winds of Change. And stick around. We'll be right back.
Could that be the dawning sun? No, no. I want to go to the sea again. No. Where the sail keeps on tonight, don't feel alone. Tonight I'll go down to the sea again.
The Magic Jukebox Podcast presents Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through May 30th in Lafayette, Georgia. This event will feature the best in pagan music and over 100 vendors and workshops. Featuring Tuatha Dey, Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Wendy Rule, Digis Christ Superdrum, Dragon Ritual Drummers, and many more. Also featuring the official release of the Green Album. This eclectic compilation of thoughts and sounds will feature various acts performing at Caldera Fest, benefiting the Rainforest Trust. Come on out and have the time of your life. Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through 30th at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. For more information, visit calderafest.com today. See you there.
To Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to Terry and Robin's Power Hour. And Robin, how are you doing, darling?
I'm doing well.
All right, and we are joined tonight by our ritualists as we've been celebrating our Ostara ritual. We've got Native, Vega,
yep,
and Shira with us tonight. Thanks, guys,
hello,
for being here.
Hey.
All right, so now we're trying out the new format with starting the ritual a little bit into the show, and Robin and I having a few minutes to do an intro of the ritual, and then Shira and Vega rushing to get to the computers so they can join us, being over on the West Coast, and want to take a moment to thank you guys for all that you do and for being a part of the energy of these rituals, and for helping us to find a way to continue to have you guys with us with the earlier time slot. So I wanted to publicly thank you guys for being a part of what we do.
You're very welcome.
So as is our usual practice, it's time to talk about our experiences. Now, this is the second time we've done the elementals. And so, you know, that is certainly different than what we were doing last year. Shira, what were your overall experiences tonight?
It was a little more difficult for me tonight to link in because I had a death in the family today. So I'm kind of just having a little trouble with the energy. But the gift, I didn't understand. It was a spoon. So I'm not sure what the spoon has to do with
anything.
Oh, I know
anything.
What that means. Oh,
I
okay.
I know what the spoon is.
Can you guys share that
go
with
ahead,
me
Robin
later?
Do you remember, I I think I may have told the story once before about us scrying in the spoons to see our dead ancestors.
Okay.
Yeah. So the spoon is to tell you that you can still see her in the spoon.
Okay.
I'll explain to you how to do it. You turn the spoon upside down and look at the rounded side of the spoon, not the concave side, but the rounded side of the spoon. And
yeah.
If you sit quietly in a dimly lit room or even a brightly lit room, you will see your loved ones that are with you behind
okay.
you in the spoon, in the reflection of the spoon. My coven does it every Samhain.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that maybe makes the spoon make a little more sense.
Uh-huh.
You know,
there
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to feed something more or.
Feed your soul.
That's it. We're hungry.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we haven't had dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's it. Too.
Yeah. So it was a little bit different for that. So.
Well,
we use the spoon
Go ahead, Terry. No, I was just going to say that's interesting that the spoon from the Owl Mountain
uh-huh.
is now being shared with our ritualists
mm-hmm.
without even having full knowledge of what it is to have that express itself. With our ritualists who have never been to the mountain.
I don't think it's really been discussed, really.
Yeah, because I didn't know it.
We did talk about it at Samhain, but for you to be baffled and yet have that gift. That's pretty cool and amazing to have that shared over there with you.
Yeah. Because there was a flower from the goddess and a spoon from the god, and it was an uncle that passed away. So, and the spoon was from the god. So.
Well, for sure, male.
So look in the spoon and see.
Yeah.
And know that you can always communicate with him.
Yeah.
All right,
within our circle,
you?
That's
what. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Nev. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just to add to that, our circle, I guess we're third generation mountain group, and we do use the spoon as their first degree. It is their symbol to work with, also with hearth and home, because they are part of that, and they also take that hearth and home outside into their path, so to speak, so the spoon will always feed you. That's what we use it for. We have not done the ritual yet, but that's what the spoon is for us. And we're third generation
mm-hmm.
mountain, so
interesting.
Basic,
yeah.
But it goes to the next place.
Nice. All right, so Vega, what were your experiences tonight?
I received no gift, but I did feel a touch on my right side.
Interesting.
Just a presence and like a hand touching my hip, and that was all. Just as you mentioned the god handing you a gift. And I know the cats aren't anywhere near me. They're all over with Shira.
They're all over on me.
All right. Well, that's something to contemplate and what that means.
It certainly is.
All right. Nurix, what about you? What were your experiences tonight?
Tonight's experiences were very similar to what I had Sunday with the group. I was handed an image, if you can be handed an image, but that's what I was handed, like in a little mirror-like thing. I don't know what else to call it. And the image was a lavender field that was about ready to bloom, which I know exactly what that means for our personal group. and it was a reoccurring from Sunday, and it was even stronger, and I could smell it. I mean, here it is. Wow, this is heavenly scent, but I'm looking down, and there's no flowers in bloom. But they're getting ready to. So I know what all that means, that, you know, what it is for me personally is some more growth is happening, and we just take it one stride at a time.
All right, well, thank you for sharing that. And now, my lady.
Yes. Well, it was just exactly what I needed. I mean, I needed the reminder of balance in childhood. And I didn't really get a gift other than just a joyful moment of communication with the God and Goddess, the balancing on the seesaw, and just remembering what it was like to just have complete abandon and no cares in the world, and to just know that it's safe. And today, of all days, that was a great message to receive.
All right, very cool. I did not, when I was writing the meditation, the part about sitting and giggling with the God and Goddess was not something I had envisioned or written. That was my personal experience. And I shared that as I was doing the guided meditation. We were sitting there, and we were playing in the dirt and giggling together. And that was the experience that I had tonight. I was given another Ankh, which keeps coming up as a recurring gift. And that needs some more contemplation. But the idea of just sitting there on the ground, in the grass, playing in dirt, and just being a kid was so not enlightening, but lightning, like lightened my load. I just felt peace. And play, and using Robin's word, abandon. And it was wonderful, and I needed that. So I also want to go back to the experience of meeting the elementals. And I have for many years had a good relationship with the elementals. Before I even started coming to the mountain, I already had a connection with the elementals. But to have the meditations and the rituals now add to that level, it was pretty powerful, and particularly fire tonight. I was all the way there with fire, which is, I guess, appropriate this time of year, but it's also appropriate for me because I'm a fire sign, and that just seems to be my element anyway. But
mine too.
I did want to comment on the elemental meditations, because I think that's very important. As Robin said in the intro, that we connect with those elementals. They're the root and the source of all that we do. And having that relationship, the first time that I waved my hand at smoke coming toward me and a breeze blew it out of the way, and our little girl was sitting there next to the fire watching this, and just her mouth falls open, And that moment of mystery and magic in her eyes, because of that relationship with the elementals, that was just something that I had done for years. But seeing her see me do that, it was seriously cool. So I strongly encourage, and in fact, Robin and I teach elementals very early when we're teaching new students. So, Robin, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
No, I think you pretty much covered it.
Okay. All righty. Well, thanks again to all of our ritualists. The energy and the consistency, the ease with which we work. Couldn't do this without this growing energy. This, to borrow a friend's word, egregore, that becomes the we, the energy of the we. And thank you. You being here means a lot to me. So,
thank you for taking the time to write all these for us to do them.
Robin writes a lot of this. I can't take all the credit.
Well, both of you.
Robin writes a ton of this stuff.
You do a good job.
Well, thanks. We appreciate it.
The original stuff was written by me, and then she has come in here and flavored it in such a way as to add so many extra layers of depth. And the elemental meditations are her work completely. I give all the credit for all of that to her. So she's
truly
my partner and my high priestess. What were you saying, Nate?
I said that was hammered into our head, so that's why she's so good at it.
Yeah.
We had a teacher that rarely wanted you to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
We did. It didn't take but maybe one or two lessons. That was about it.
Now, but Robin, you are truly my partner and my high priestess, and I'm honored. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
So we are at 20 minutes after the top of the hour, so I think it's just about time for anyone who had any final thoughts they wanted to throw in there. I'll just go ahead and do the roll call real quick. Shira, did you have any final thoughts?
No, I'm good.
All right. Thank you again for being with us. Vega?
Always a pleasure to be here.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. I'm glad you are here. Niv, any final thoughts?
Of course there is. with it being spring, like I told my girls, my group, this is a time to focus on yourself and your inner happiness. When you emerge out of the darkness. So remember that spring is very much part of our fire Sabbaths, and to keep growing and enjoying life one step at a time.
All right, my lady, my love, final thoughts?
I just really love the fact that we provide such a great service with these rituals, and just want to say thank you, as always, for everybody coming out to the rituals and being such an integral part of this. Terry's right, you guys are awesome, and I don't think if you tried to put people together, we could manage any better of a group. So thank you, guys. And as always, blessings and thank yous to the gods.
Indeed, and keep an attitude of gratitude.
Yep, absolutely.
We always need to be conscious of the gifts we've been given and remain grateful in our hearts.
and carry that into the world, and it will, expressing that love and gratitude into the world will attract it back to us. So I believe that's about it. Thanks again to everyone. Thanks to all of our listeners, to everyone that participates with us in these rituals and lends their energy as well. This is a collection of people and of energies creating a single energy. And everyone who participates, whether you speak or whether you just stand in circle with us and experience it, you are part of what we do. And we're honored that you take time to share with us. With that, I will say good night and wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.